Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
That is a Lemmy Flemmy classic.
From the archives.
How about that? A little Motorhead plus Will Fleming gives us a Lemmy Flemmy. Oh. Right here on 93.7 WEEI. Rich, certainly. Ken Laird, Ted Johnson. You can call us at 617-779-7937. As the drive home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We're at Fenway right now, and the return of Rafael Devers is today, and you have a couple of updates from Chad Tracy, correct, Ken, about some of these players that were, like, I mean, man, there's so many different pieces right now looking to return to this team. What's the update we have so far?
Yeah, and by the way, so, like, tonight, Monasterio's at short, and that it's going to continue for a couple days, but tonight in Worcester, or I guess in Syracuse, Trevor Story playing nine innings at shortstop, and he'll play Saturday as well in Worcester, according to Chad Tracy.
But okay.
Getting close. Roman Anthony will be the DH for Portland tonight. He'll be off Saturday and then play the outfield on Sunday. So he's getting close.
Okay.
Kiner Falefa is off tonight. Then he'll play nine innings at second base for the Woo Sox on Saturday. So he's getting close. Maybe the most interesting to me is Garrett Crochet. Throwing out to 90 feet, quote, with more intensity, end quote, making good progress. And so he and also Tanner Houck has thrown BP in Fort Myers, I guess is a longer shot. But you got two other pitchers in the hopper there. Whitlock also throwing out to 120 feet and making good progress. So good news on Crochet and Whitlock. One guy that is not throwing yet is Justin Slayton, so that's the one downer. Looks like he could be out for a considerable more period of time.
Doesn't that say to you that Crochet could possibly be back in some sort of relief mode for the playoffs?
Yep, no doubt.
Man, how awesome would that be? I mean, you talk about a team that's, boy, I mean, they're, things aren't looking great. You got to think about, like, I mean, this is where you're going to find out really how good of a manager that Chad Tracy is, because he's got to figure out some way to make these arms last. And it's been a storyline about Peyton Tolley and how good he is, but he is way past the amount of pitches he's ever thrown in a season. Speaking of that, The Athletic came out with their ranking of best pitchers in Major League Baseball, and Tolley, the highest-ranked Red Sox, he's at number 14.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, ahead of Sonny Gray, Mr. 15 wins.
Sonny Gray's not even in the top 20, which is interesting to me, but the names are pretty strong. I mean, I'm looking at his list, and it's kind of a bunch of killers. Mizorowski's number one, then Schuble, Chris Sale. How funny is that, he's just crazy. So great? He's at number three. And then, I mean, there's other names on here like Dylan Cease, Blake Snell. These are Jacob DeGrom is immediately ahead of Tolley, but Tolley's getting the respect. And maybe it's all recency bias because, other than this past one, the two outings before that were just like,
yeah, I mean, the 14 strikeout games that put him on the map. I feel like that got some notice around the league. And yeah, I agree. He's going to be your third starter. Now, if they ever needed a fourth in a playoff game, assuming they make a second round, would you consider Crochet starts for an inning or two, and then Bayo comes in as the bulk guy in the middle?
I mean, it's kind of unfair to Crochet. I believe, like, especially if it's like in the playoffs, to go from being gone for an entire season to only having a couple games, it's more than likely he'll only have a couple games to warm up before the playoffs. I mean, listen, does it make sense? Sure. Is Bayo the greatest reliever in baseball right now? I believe ERA-wise, he is. And does he still need a fluffer for some reason? It's just truly hysterical.
And you like the lefty fluffer because then they set their lineup to face a lefty and then the righty comes in. So it kind of would be a perfect morphing of two guys into one pitcher.
Yeah, listen, if they could be Master Blaster throughout the playoffs, I'd be totally cool with that. That would be amazing to me. If the two of them as a pair could go in there, you get Crochet either doing, like, you know, the first two innings, and then here comes Bayo just to mow him down. I mean, yeah, it couldn't work any better, but that is so unfair to Garrett Crochet. Can you imagine that? Like, you haven't played in a real game for almost an entire season, and then it sounds like you would only have, like, two to three actual games to play until the playoffs. I don't know, but
that's,
then again,
that's why you're getting paid the big money, $170 million, you know?
I was just about to say that. Then there's going to be people that's like, dude, you get paid a ton of money. Get out there and pitch. You know, you need to be the starter. go do it. Well,
actually, you know, compared to Roman, like Crochet, nobody's criticized Garrett Crochet at all, right? It's just like, all right, he's got a shoulder thing. Let's let him not rush him. I haven't heard one person say, why isn't Crochet back? You know,
I think it's because he's been around for a while and he's proven that he is somebody that is like a dirt dog and someone who's there to be trusted. Like, I think he's earned the trust that he's doing everything he can to get back. Crochet's been in the game for a little bit, whereas Roman Anthony's a kid. And you know, and Reddit is a mean thing. It is a very tough thing to have to, you know, hear yourself written about going, you know, plowing through Southie or whatever he's doing. You know, that's, once again, I find all that stuff ridiculous, but it doesn't mean that there isn't a little bit of truth in some of that. Just, I mean, you're young. I don't know how I would act. Like, if somebody gave me, if I was a single guy and somebody gave me $1 zillion like he just got, and you were one of the most famous people in town, you're telling me that you wouldn't do all of the things that Reddit says Roman Anthony is doing.
Well, of course. I mean, like, well, maybe not some of the things. There was, you know, some espionage going on there or whatever. Inter-family relations.
And then he dated his sister and he got punched in the face. I keep coming back to that. That one's my favorite. But yeah, I mean, like, anybody who says that you would resist the temptation and be like 21 years old, like cash that you've never seen before in your life, and you're the one of the most famous people in the entire city, that you wouldn't do exactly what all those reports are saying.
Right, and he's not married. He's not tied down, so he can have at it. One thing, just from a baseball standpoint, maybe this is a little boring, but Will Middlebrooks, our guy, had tweeted this out, that he doesn't care about rehab game stat lines. So he doesn't care if Roman Anthony goes 0 for 3 like he did last night and struck out once. I have a really tough time with that one, because as we got excited about the home run, like, shouldn't we care about the results in Double A? I want to see him smash Double A pitching. Like, I get it. It's not the end of the world. He's trying to get his timing back. Okay. I mean, I'm not a former player. I don't know. But it just seems like he's got to – I wouldn't want to call Roman up until he's really crushing Double A pitching, right?
Well, that's – okay. So you're leading to a great point here. And Rob Bradford talked about it a little bit ago, too, on our show, is that obviously Rutschman came back too early. There's not even a question. I do like the fact that it sounds like, you know, Story said the other day that he was going to be back on Friday, and they're not bringing him back. Like, they are keeping him for at least over the weekend and maybe even a little bit longer. I like that they're not rushing these guys back. Like, you want them to be right. Let the dudes that are here, they seem to be doing okay without them right now. God knows you want to get at least like a couple of weeks in with a guy like Roman Anthony before the playoffs. That would be nice. Story, I'm not even as worried about. Roman Anthony, to me, is the one that you got to start. And to me, I'm not even counting on Garrett Crochet playing in the postseason. I think that would just be a bonus. Roman Anthony needs to play in the postseason. And I think that out of all the guys that right now we're looking at, he's the one that you've got to figure out some sort of way to have him come up here and get at least a couple of weeks in. I don't want to say rush him back because he's been gone for so long, but he's the one that I believe they need the most.
And also, I believe that on September 1st, the rosters expand to 28 up from 26, so they'll have two more spots where they could just add a guy and not be forced to play him, you know what I mean? So if they could just wait another week, you'll get that option.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and also I'm waiting. You know, I like the fact that Roman Anthony's playing, and you know, I know that Middlebrooks said don't worry about like how they do in rehab. I just want to make sure he doesn't drop the bat in pain, because I mean, it was like what, 3 weeks ago he could barely even hold a bat because it was so painful, and now he's hitting fastballs. So, you know, show me that you're not going to like absolutely scream next time you make a contact and a pain goes throughout your body that's unbearable, because that's what it sounded like for so long.
Put him in the trash monster costume and make him go around that for a night, you know? Really just make sure the guy's ready to go.
You know what? How about that? How about next time one of like the players like jaws off at somebody in the stands, like, you know, like next time Jared Duran, like, you know, like starts screaming at dude, he's got to serve time as the trash monster over in Portland. Just
which,
get
by the way,
humbled.
One of the guys I do play-by-play with down in Worcester, Mike Antonellis, used to work in Portland for a long time. He said he has been in the trash costume. He confirms that the head is down near the mouth so you can see out of it. So the trash, I guess, like hits slightly above your head. When you're in there, people do whip it into the mouth of the trash monster.
Very yeah, like, I mean, there's some actual weight to, like, a half-filled cup of Coke. Like, when you whip that thing at the poor person inside of the trash monster costume, like, I mean, that's, you know, I'm not saying it's concussion stuff, but it's obviously, you know, you're not getting tickled with a feather. Yeah, no question. All right, it is time for Ken versus everybody, but you know what? Christian Arcand's going to be here, right? Is Christian going to be here?
Well, he's due to be here, so let's see. I mean, his arrival time is always a little Jackson-esque. You never can quite predict. But, hey, Jackson was here early today. He was ready to go, so good job by Jackson. Let's see if Arcand is.
Jackson's got a million things going on behind the scenes, and he's been able to keep everything afloat. So thank you, Jackson. You've done a great job.
All right.
How about this? We will take your calls. You'll either be going up against the GOAT or you'll be going up against Ken, who's the semi-GOAT. So, all right, so if Christian is here, you're going to be tested against the best, and if not, hell, maybe you'll win. 617-779-7937. It is Ken versus everybody. You know how it goes. Five questions. The category am I choosing? Can you beat Ken or Christian if he ends up showing up? Caller number three. That's 617-779-7937. We will do that next.
Your game, your way. Take your pre- and post-game coverage on the go. Download the Odyssey app and search WEEI.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.